Pittsburgh synagogues are significantly increasing security after the October attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue that left 11 dead. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins explores how houses of worship are trying to balance safety concerns with maintaining a welcoming environment.
On a recent Saturday, worshippers gathered at Rodef Shalom Synagogue for morning services. Couples and families sang and prayed together. To an average worshiper, services don't look any different than they did last October, when a gunman entered the Tree of Life Synagogue just a few miles away. But hidden throughout the synagogue are panic buttons that connect directly to Pittsburgh police. The synagogue used to have 8 or 9 of them. Now there are plans to install more than 50. Barry Weisband is the executive director of Rodef Shalom and says the attack forced the Jewish community to make changes.
We had several meetings with various constituent groups of the congregation. We knew that we had to communicate and hear what their feedback is.
There are now 2 security guards whenever the synagogue is open. They've installed additional security cameras, and visitors may be searched.
It's very expensive to do what we're doing in the road that we are going down right now. It's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Rodef Shalom has also provided safety trainings where congregants learn how to run, hide, or fight in case of an attack. Brad Orsini is the director of community security for the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh. He monitors security concerns that go beyond the walls of synagogues. In his office, he has files full of anti-Semitic flyers and posters.
Here is an actual picture of vandalism. They put bacon over a rack here, and it says, "You lying people are a disgrace to our community. You live like pigs, so you should eat it too. Oink, oink."
And that's on like somebody's porch?
This is on somebody's porch.
He also does the security trainings at synagogues.
We teach our community how to stay alive for 3 to 5 minutes if something bad happens prior to law enforcement coming.
For some Orthodox and conservative congregations, doing activities that are considered work, like turning on lights, are frowned upon or even forbidden on the Sabbath. So Orsini tells them to make sure their phones are turned on before the Sabbath begins at sundown on Friday. And because the preservation of life is sacred in Judaism, dialing 911 during the Sabbath is okay. Those procedures saved lives at Tree of Life. Alan Hausman is the vice president for the congregation.
Well, the rabbi was able to make the call. Up until that training, he had never carried his cell phone on the Shabbat, and members of the congregation used to turn their phones off. So all those people were able to make rapid calls, and it helped.
Tree of Life is still closed off. The sanctuary was untouched, but the building will undergo major renovations over the next several years. Hausman says designing a house of worship that is secure and also inviting is a challenge. They're looking at security guards, cameras, a double door system that would keep people in an outer lobby, and giving congregants a fob to unlock doors.
Unfortunately, the days of just leaving the doors unlocked and people coming in and out are over.
That's true everywhere. There have been shootings at places of worship from Charleston, South Carolina, to mosques in New Zealand. Most recently, another synagogue shooting in San Diego, California. Hausman remembers that new feeling of vulnerability in the weeks after the Tree of Life attack.
I went to a church service of a wedding, and every door was unlocked the whole time. And at a certain point, my wife said to me, "You've got to stop looking at the doors." And I told her at that point, I just could not stop making sure no one came through those doors.
Is the overarching feeling among the congregation that you do want to still be this open place?
We just don't know yet. As you see things like what just happened in California and that, it just opens up all the wounds and starts the fear all over again.
Hausman knows that he and his congregation will never forget what happened at Tree of Life. A few members still haven't come back to services. But there's also hope. A few months ago, Tree of Life celebrated its first bar mitzvah since the attack. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.